Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake on this Wednesday morning. Well, it has been a crazy few weeks around our home and around Holy Angels Parish. We've been preparing for our annual synod meeting, and on Sunday, Reverend Jean was ordained to the priesthood, so it's been exciting times for our little church, but it's been very busy. We're also very happy to receive a new member to the ranks of our clergy, Bishop Mike Shaw from London, Ontario. All of this serves to expand our ministry and bring new energy to our message of affirmation. I really appreciate that you take time out of your morning to listen in. I apologize for not being on the air over the past week. At another time in my life, I'd probably been the trooper and burnt the candle at both ends. When I look at the way the week was lining up, it was clear that I literally could not do everything. And so I did what I could. I did what I counsel others to do, and I lightened the load. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, is it? Many of us find it difficult to turn things down or say no to requests. And often, it comes at a cost to us. Well, the person who asks us can check that thing off their list. We have now added one more thing to ours. And depending on how big or involved a task might be, we can find ourselves getting kind of grumpy or feeling put upon or resentful. That is not a path to a joyful life. Now, I'm a great believer in striving for balance. It doesn't mean that I'm successful at it by any means, but I am getting better at it. There are some things that I really want to do, even if it stretches my time, because it's personally rewarding. So think about your busy day and everything on your to-do list. Sometimes you'll get it all done. Sometimes you get most of it done. Sometimes you may just throw the list in the trash and read a book. There are things that we absolutely must do today, perhaps. But many of the items are not actually essential. They can be shuffled to a later date or put off or changed. Some things you must include because they feed your spirit. They bring you joy. These items are essential too. Now, I know people who never stop from the time their feet hit the floor in the morning till they tuck themselves into bed at night. And while they're getting a lot done, they may not be taking the time they need to play, to enjoy the day. Playing is like oxygen for our spirits. So today, decide what you can do to feed your spirit. What can you remove from your list? The ironic thing in all of this is that when you do something nice for yourself, you'll find that others will naturally follow suit. When you decide to take time to bring yourself some fun and joy, you'll see it has a positive effect on your loved ones. And when you are feeling better, that creates a ripple effect that stretches farther than even we can realize. I remember one morning, quite a while ago now, I was in a particularly grumpy mood, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. I was shopping at my local store and was aware of this fellow catching my eye as I wandered through the store, and every time I looked at him, he'd beam a big smile at me. I didn't know him, but I smiled back. He seemed entirely too cheerful and perky for that hour of the day. I couldn't help but be affected by his happy gait as he put his groceries in his cart. He was whistling. He was light on his feet. And, you know, as we often do, as you go from aisle to aisle, sometimes you just cross paths. So every aisle we'd be crossing past, every aisle he'd smile at. When we met at the line at the cashier, he made a mock bow and invited me to go first. I remember remarking that he was very kind and also very perky. He laughed, and he said, "It was a beautiful day. How could one not feel blessed to be alive and able to enjoy it?" You know, I still see his smile all these years later, and the way it felt when I recognized the truth of his words. I guess like the Grinch with the swelling heart, like the sun after a cloudburst, my pity party evaporated, and I went on my way in a happier, lighter mood. Now, the interesting thing about this fellow is that I'd never seen him before, and I've never seen him since. And he was wearing one of those one-piece mechanic uniforms with the name tag, and the name tag said, "God Son." A little wink from heaven, perhaps? An angel that entered into time to remind me of my many blessings? Or a nice man with an unusual name? Look for the little signs that lift us out of our own stuff and raise awareness of the wonder and beauty of the world. Enjoy this miracle day, everyone. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless us in our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and the promise of this day. We ask you to go before us, to set your angels around us, to protect us and everyone that we love. We hold before you those people in our life who need to know your healing touch, your healing grace. And we offer before you our own needs and concerns, knowing that even as we ask them, you have them on your list of things to do, and you never get grumpy, and you never feel it's too much, that you willingly take it all on so that we will know joy and we will be relieved of anxiety and stress. As we lift up our hearts to you, help us to focus on the wonder and the beauty of this world and all the good things in it. Thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing, to give a smile, a wink, and a nod to everyone we meet today. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Connection Point. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Do take a look at the link that will lead you to our Indiegogo campaign. We are raising funds to help with this broadcast, to update our equipment, and if you can offer a donation, we would be most grateful. And please do share the link with your friends. And until tomorrow, this is Bishop Deb saying, have a great day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.